So, if we were going to put together a how-to guide for the Libyan rebels to form a democracy, what would you call for?
Well, I think it's important that the Transitional Council focus initially, at least, on security and rebuilding the economy. But it's going to be important, once moving from that basis, to create an inclusive political dialogue that leads to a clear path towards a more representative democratic process.
What do you mean by a dialogue? What would that be about?
Well, there needs to be a means by which various parts of society that have not been allowed a voice in governing the country to participate in what would be initially a constitution-making process. There is no current constitution in Libya. The constitution was abolished by Gaddafi during his rule and replaced by a green book that is was the basis of his political philosophy. And there is a need for a new social contract or a new document around which people can understand their rights and the means by which Libya will undertake its new democratic future.
This document that you say they need, the constitution, would that be similar to the Western constitutions?
Well, certainly each country in transition functions, creates its own constitution. It's unique in its content. However, as we've seen over the past 24 years in our organization's experience, fundamental rights that are enshrined in constitutions are largely similar. We have importance in terms of political participation, the roles and responsibilities of an independent judiciary, and the fundamental freedoms of the rights of assembly and speech and religion and so forth. It's hard to say at this point what a constitutional assembly or the transitional council would be able to include, would form the basis of the constitution. But I think there are examples across the Middle East which provide some basis for what the constitution may look like.
What can the international community do to help the political process?
The international community can help establish a sort of secure environment in which this political dialogue can begin to take place. Much has been said about the need to rebuild the economy and to have a secure environment within which civil society, media, and other public parts of public society can come together to put together an orderly process by which a new government that's representative of the people's needs and desires, hopes for the future, which that government can be put in place.
Do you believe reaching a true democracy in Libya is possible?
I think what we're looking at here is a transition in process. It's very early to be able to predict what government, what democracy will look like in Libya. The basic building blocks of a free media, of a robust and independent judiciary, of the governmental bodies that are necessary to carry out and maintain a democratic process are simply not in place in Libya. The 40 years of rule of Gaddafi did not provide for those types of mechanisms, those types of free expression, like we've seen in Tunisia and Egypt, where there was at least bodies in place, political parties in place, that could begin to put together a democratic future and a way forward through an elected process to create a representative government. In Libya, we're dealing with a long-term process that will require much attention from the international community and support, advice, direct material support, perhaps, in some instances, to create these institutions, these important key components of a democratic society, so that Libya itself can, and Libyan citizens can themselves, work together to forge a democratic future that is representative of their hopes and desires for the future.
Well, thank you very much for your insight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.